Morning. Today's Daf and Kedushin is Memches. Thank the Lubin Foundation for sponsorship of the Daf. Daf is known as Zechon Ishmat Liba Gabriel Bashmuel. We are starting on Memzayin Amud Beis. We are talking today almost exclusively about the halacha of Rav. Rav says that if you're Makash B'milveh, if you attempt to do Kedushin with a loan, which simple example would be where she owes you money, and you say, you know what, why don't we cancel the loan and get married? Okay. So why don't we do that? So Rav says the kedushin is not going to be a valid kedushin. The Gemara's explanation of that is milva lo tzar nitna, that the milva, the loan is considered already spent. Meaning the reason why you borrow money is because you need the money, and the expectation is that when you borrow the money, you're going to be spending the money. So therefore, what she has now, what the borrower has, is just simply an obligation. But she doesn't have the actual money on hand, and so therefore you're being mekarsher with currently nothing. You don't have anything. You're not handing her anything right now, and so the kedushin is therefore not going to be valid. So this is the halach of Rav, even though it came up in the first parak, back at Daf Zayin, but the Gemara over there only mentioned it incidentally. Now the Gemara is going to be discussing it in much more detail, and what the Gemara is attempting to do, and it will attempt to do so for basically most of today's Daf, is see whether or not Rav's statement is subject to a machlokas hatanayim. So yesterday we quoted a braisa, and the way the braisa was first presented to us, it sounded like not only was it a machlokas tanayim, but actually both tanayim of said braisa are of the opinion that if you're Mekadosh B'milveh, it is a good Kedushin, unlike that which Rav said. But as the government went through yesterday, the Braisa is Mishabeshta, it's slightly corrupted, and the Gemara made that proof yesterday, that the Braisa, the way it was presented to us, is cannot be an authoritative Braisa, an edited Braisa. So therefore, the Gemara now is going to present to us the edited version of the Braisa and explain the Braisa. So so what we'll do today is we'll start with the following Elatritzachi. Elatritzachi is towards the, it's about a third of the way down in the Amud. The first one in the line is Hey Menashav Apruta Mekudeshes, Elatritzachi. So this is now going to be the edited version of the Braisa, and here's how it's going to read. Uve Milva Afapishin Shtari Menashav Apruta, when it comes to a loan, and even though there remains a balance of the loan of a Shavapruta, meaning that she's actually holding still some of the coins of the loan money, Ein Mekudeshes, the Kedushin is not going to be a valid Kedushin. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Now it works out that the Tanakhama is perfectly in line with the opinion of Rav, because Rav says that you're Mekash B'milveh and Mekudeshes, and the Tanakhama now is of the opinion that Mekash B'milveh and Mekudeshes, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Rav Meir, and then the Gemara quotes in the name of Rav Meir, Milveh Areki Pikadon, that the Milveh is treated like a Pikadon. Okay, now what does that mean? So B'makamifli, the Gemara now wants to know exactly that. What is the point of argument between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Meir? Amirab Ashkechin L'Rabbanu Bebei Rav. So we found Rav is learning Bebei Rav. Rashi over here says that Bei Rav doesn't literally mean the yeshiva of Rav. Bei Rav is a term that's always used throughout the Gemara when just simply referencing a yeshiva. So it's not necessarily the yeshiva of Rav. Anyway, Rabbah meets up with the Bnei HaYeshiva, the Asv Kamre, and this is the discussion that they're having, and this is the argument that they're having. Milva Birushas Balim Lechazar Vehu Adin Launtzin Kamifliki. The argument goes like this: I give you a loan, and I actually give you the money, and right now, currently, you haven't spent the money yet. So it's a loan. We understand that. And the money is physically in your possession, but now you have not spent it yet. So the question becomes it's one singular question with two ramifications. Number one, chazara. Chazara simply means, can I renege? Can either party renege from the loan itself? Meaning, I thought I needed the money, I thought I wanted to borrow the money, you know what, I don't want the money, here it is, take it back. Or can the lender say, hey, I thought you needed the money, and meanwhile, you're holding the money on your hand? You know what? I'm canceling the loan. I'm taking the money back. So that's one ramification. And the other is ones. Ones, we know that if you have a pikadon and something happens that is that is something beyond your control, so under certain circumstances, you're going to be exempt. So basically, the question now becomes, if the money hasn't been spent yet, whose money is it? So it's basically the same issue, just with two ramifications. So the Gemara now says, this is the machlokus between the Tanakama versus Rab Meir. One is of the opinion is that the moment the money gets transferred, it is in the possession of the borrower. Meaning the borrower is now the, I don't want to say the owner of the money, but that's the best way to say it. I'm just trying to think of another way to express it. The borrower is now the owner of the money, and who had been loaned since. So that means now that he is, there can be no chazar, there's no retraction because money was physically handed to him, and furthermore, ones. He'll be on the hook for anything that happens, even if it's something which is unforeseen. And the other opinion is no, that as long as the money physically is in the possession of the borrower, the money is still viewed as if the it's still the lender's money, much like a pikadon. It'd be no difference to me giving him a physical item to watch and to hold on to. So when you lend something to somebody, whose item is that? We all know it belongs to the owner of that item, entrusted with somebody else. Here too, the according to Rav Meir, when I hand you the money and you haven't spent it yet, it's still viewed as the lender's money. So the Gemara says this is the Nekudah Machlokas. This is really what at the source of the debate over here. And now let's see how it would play out by Kedushin. If you're of the opinion like the Tanakama that once the money is handed over to the borrower, so then it becomes the borrower, so then the Kedushin is not going to be effective because Milva Lahotzan Itna. The moment that the borrower actually gets the money, it's his to do with it what he wants. As even though he physically has the money still in his possession, it's still going to be considered his money, or in this case, her money. Therefore, the kedushin is not going to be valid, because when he wants to be mekadosh with her, with the forgiveness of the loan, it's not his money, it's her money. Therefore, it's not going to work. And as opposed to Rav Meir is of the opinion, no, that when the money goes into the hands of the borrower, until it's used, so then the so the money is now viewed as the lender's money. In this case, that would mean the kedushin would be a valid kedushin. Because what is he being mekadosh with? His money. Even though the money is not physically with him, but halachically the money is together with him. Okay, just an interesting point to take into consideration. This means now that according to Rav Meir, when does the money transfer? Not when I physically hand it over, but usage of the money. And so what you have to articulate, which the Rishonim, not Rashi here, but what you have to articulate is what kind of kinyan is that? Meaning, where do we see a kinyan called usage? or if hishtamshus, if you want. But we don't normally find that. We already went through the first pack of...
Right,
so it's like chazaka, but the chazaka works by property, chazaka doesn't work by metaltalin. Okay. It needs articulation. It needs clarification exactly how that kinyan is going to work. Okay, but that right now is the way the Gemara is setting up the machlokas between Tanakama and Rav Meir, to which the Gemara says, "Va'amina lohu lo'onti kuleam lo pligi de brishos lo v'kaime." So, Rabbi says, I heard the pshat, and Rabbi says, I like the pshat, but I want to make one very, a small correction. I want to make a correction. And that is as follows. When it comes to ones, there is no debate. If the lova is holding on to the money, as far as the onesin are concerned, the lova is always going to be liable for that money that he is holding on to, even though it's an ones, and even though under certain circumstances you would be pater from ones, but the lova is always going to be on the hook for liability. The only question that's really going to play out is chazara. It's only going to be whether or not the lender can retract from the loan if the borrower is still holding on to the money. My time alogar misha'ila. And the reason why it's very simple, because if I'm giving you my money as a loan and you still physically have the money, this can't be any worse than she'ela, or can't be any better than she'ela. Now, when it comes to lending an item, so we know the halacha is that when I lend an item, ma she'ela dehajra be'enech chayev ba'onsin, milvela kol shekein. Well, look, when it comes to she'ela, and I'm giving you an item, and now you're watching the item, you're chayev for everything, including ones. So if I'm giving you money, and you're physically holding my money, it should be no worse than she'ela before usage, and therefore you should be chayev for ones. Okay, so Elahacha Milva Birshus Baal Mechazari Ika Beinav. So the Gemara points out, fine. So in terms of ones, we're not having a debate. The Tanakam and Rameir would both agree that Lova is on the hook for all liability of the money. Well, the only issue is Chazara. Now, the Ella had the Amar Rav Huna Ashol Kardam Mechaver Bika Bo Kano Lo Bika Bo Lo Kano. So Lema Tanai Amar Shmaita. The Gemara says, okay, but let's take the following now into consideration. A statement made by Rav Huna. I lend somebody a X, and if he starts hatchet, whatever, let's say an axe, so some sort of chopping tool, and the halakha goes like this: bika bokano. When the borrower starts hatcheting away with this axe, so then he made a kinyan, and lo bika bo. However, if he did not hatchet it, lokano, so he did not make a kinyan. Now lema kitanai amar l'shmaita. Now it comes out that what you're telling me is that what his statement is now subject to a machlokas tanayim. Lo, the Gemara says no. Ad kan lo pligi ela b'milva de lo hajab. So the Gemara says, no. You will make a very simple distinction between money versus a physical item. Hold on one second.